Welcome to Spotlight 10. We share our favorite stories with you, spreading the full range of fiction, nonfiction, and comedy. Learn more about the world around you or dive into a new reality built on sound storytelling. Each of these feature episodes has been crafted by a different host with a different style. Let's jump into this week's episode.
Hey!
Oh, huh? Oh no, did I fall asleep again?
Yes, I won't tell you again, kid. Get those files organized.
Sir, with all due respect, it's Barry.
It's about to be unemployed if I catch you slacking off again. Back to work.
Yes, Mr. Capellini. Maybe being unemployed would be better than being stuck here. I just wish something would happen to me. Unknown caller ID? Hello?
Hello, agency. We have a new assignment ready for you.
I'm sorry?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to finally take down notorious kingpin Larry Capo.
I don't know.
Please, let me finish. We finally got a pin on his location.
Sir, I really think you...
Agency, let me finish. Yesterday, he was spotted lurking around the abandoned Miller warehouse on the outskirts of town. Your job will be to infiltrate his operation and take him down once and for all.
Sir.
Fine. What is it?
You have the wrong number.
This isn't Agent Conrad?
No, I don't even know anyone named Conrad. Sorry.
Kid, you'd better not be on your phone with your friends over there.
No, sir, just a wrong number. Oh, come on, again? Sir, please, stop calling me.
If you're not Agent Conrad, then who are you?
None of your business.
Actually, it is. Now you know classified information, so you have two choices. You can either work with us, or we have ways of silencing you.
Empty threats don't scare me.
Empty? We can have a sniper trained on you in 2 minutes. I believe it's in your best interest to cooperate.
Okay, let's say what you're telling me is true. What do I get out of this?
We will see to it that you're paid handsomely for your service.
Thanks, but I've already got a job. Works me to the bone, but it pays pretty well.
Kid, I told you to get off that damn phone!
No, I was just...
I don't want to hear it! Clean out that desk of yours and get out of here. You're fired.
What?
You heard me. I want you gone.
But I...
Now!
Well, well, well. Look who just ran out of options.
Fine. Where do I go?
404 Wilson Road. Ask for Fritz.
Hello? I was told to ask for someone named Fritz.
That would be me. I take it you must be Barry?
Yes, that's right.
Good. We spoke on the phone. Come on, Agent Conrad is waiting for us.
So, mind explaining who the hell you people are?
We're simply known as the administration. We work, let's just say, not exactly within the law, to deliver justice to high-profile targets where the police have failed. Everything from underground mobsters to corrupt politicians.
You do all of that, but you can't call the right phone number.
I could do without the attitude, thank you very much.
Whoa, you have a whole lab down here? How does the government not know about this?
It's amazing how few questions people ask when you tell them we're just an insurance agency. There he is over there. Hey, Agent Conrad.
Fritz, who's the new guy?
Someone who prefers to remain anonymous. Accidentally called him instead of you for a mission report.
It was you, wasn't it?
Not the point. Barry here is with us now. He's going to help you bust old Larry.
Fritz, I really don't need any help. I can infiltrate his place, no problem.
That's what you tell me every time. But how many disguises have you gone through trying to get in with his gang?
Only, what, 10?
And every time, they find you out and forced an escape. What makes you think an 11th time will be any different? So, here's how this is going to work. Barry's the field agent and...
Does this kid even have any training?
Of course I don't.
See, I rest my case.
But that's why he's perfect. No one will suspect him of being a spy, because he isn't one.
Do you have any idea how flawed that logic is?
I'm all ears if you have a better idea. Barry, your job is to infiltrate the gang by acting like you're a new recruit. All you have to do is get Larry Capo alone with you, so you can kill him and make your escape. Conrad will be watching a tracker to guide you over the radio. Understand?
Fine.
Do I have to kill him?
Our organization is illegal. We can't just hand him into the police.
Right. Here's a gun. You need to keep this hidden until the last possible moment. or they'll get suspicious. Got it?
I guess.
You know your mission. Get moving.
Okay, I can keep watch from this alley. Remember to breathe and act natural.
When I wish for some excitement in my life, this definitely wasn't what I had in mind.
It's gotta be better than that dead-end office job though, right?
At least that job never made me kill anyone.
If it helps, try imagining he's a person you really hate. Someone you just despise.
Like my old boss?
That works. It'll motivate you more if it feels personal.
I still don't know about this.
Just listen to my instructions and you won't die. Probably.
That's reassuring. Alright, I'm going in.
The entrance is gonna be on your right. Got it? Got it? Barry, can you hear me? Wait a minute. Barry's transmitter. Oh, crap.
Where am I going, C? C? Oh, no.
Hey, you! I don't recognize you!
Oh, well, I heard about this little operation you've got going on here. I'd like to get in on it.
Really? In that case, I'm sure you won't mind if I check for a wire. We've had a string of spies here lately. Aha! A wire, but no box, huh? Guess you're just a dummy. Sure, you can come see the boss. He'll decide what to do with you. We got another one, boss.
Really? Who is this? Oh, well, if it ain't that kid.
Mr. Capellini? You're a mob boss?
You never paid much attention to those papers I always made you file, did you?
I just know they were bank statements.
Phony, every single one of them. It's amazing how few questions people ask when you tell them you're just an insurance agency. I always liked that about you. You never ask questions. But I still can't have my workers slacking on the job.
Looks like firing me is about to be your biggest mistake.
Do you think I'm so blind I don't know who sent you? You're with the administration, I know it. Do you know how many times we've caught that Conrad guy snooping around?
10?
Wow. Way to take the fun out of it. Search his pockets.
Hey!
So you were armed. Glad to know those guys at least care enough not to leave you defenseless. But if Conrad couldn't take me down, did you really think you could?
Nope, but I can do this.
Hey, get back here! You can't run from me, Kit!
What the? Conrad?
Once I realized you left your transmitter behind and saw that guy grab you, I thought you could use my help. Looks like we won't have to worry about that old Larry anymore.
Oh my god, you're a lifesaver!
Just doing my job. Didn't do too bad yourself.
So, you got him?
A bit messier than I would have liked. But yes, Barry got cop on the open for me to get the kill, despite his fumbles.
I'm gonna choose to take that as a compliment.
How'd you like your first assignment, Barry?
I'd like for it to be my only assignment. I thought I wanted a more action-packed life, but after this, I'm not so sure.
Very well. If you change your mind, the offer will always be there, but we can't just let you go. You know too much about us.
Well, seeing as I'm now unemployed, got any office positions open?
This feature was written and directed by Chris Cummings. Starring Chris Cummings as Barry, Griffin Lance as Larry Capellini, Ben Platty as Fritz, and Sam Colby as Agent Conrad and Capellini's minion. With special thanks to the YouTube Audio Library and John Whiting.
Like what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more Spotlight 10 updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content. Spotlight 10 is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University, in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.